Hey, sweetie. How are you?
Good. I'm Dr. Lupin, and I'll be taking care of you today. Now, your mother, quite the character, by the way. She said you've been having some issues at home. Sweetie, don't worry. The only person whose side I'm on is yours. That's what it means to have a doctor-patient relationship. My job is to make sure you're healthy and safe and happy. So, whatever your mom says, that doesn't really matter in here when it's just the two of us talking. Good. You can trust me, sweetie. I've been right where you are, and I've helped a bunch of girls through the exact same thing. So, what's been going on, Tell me everything. That mother of yours. A little bit of friction between you two is a normal part of being a budding young girl. You're growing up, and you want to assert yourself, and she has other ideas. To be honest, you sound a lot like me, sweetie. You should have heard some of the fights my mother and I got into. But that's not important. What is important is you. So, I see here that your grades have dropped a bit, and the family says that you've been having some mood swings, even outside of your normal cycle. And your mother says that she can hear sounds coming from your room every night after bedtime. Don't worry, sweetie. I'm not blaming you for a thing. In fact, I think it's a totally normal part of growing up. We're just going to check everything out today and make sure that you're healthy, okay? You know that your older brother has been seeing me for treatment for a while now, right? Yes. Yes, sweetie. Because he has very large testicles. Really, it's the overactive libido that we treat, since that's what tends to cause his trouble. And that kind of thing does run in the family. Even though your mother swears up and down that she was never that way. But enough about that. Tasha said that your weight and blood pressure were totally perfect, so we'll be ready to start here in a minute. I'm just going to explain everything that I'm doing, and if you have any questions at all, just ask. It is completely safe in this room, just the two of us. And I'll never tell a soul about anything that happens in here. Now, is there anything that I can do to make you feel more comfortable? Of course, sweetie. Here, I'll turn it up a couple degrees. Something about those gowns, it just sucks the heat right out of you. I swear. Okay, there. Should start warming up in a few. Now, I'm gonna start off by raising the back of the table up a bit, okay? You go ahead and slip the sleeves of the gown down. We're going to start up top, okay, sweetie? Good girl. Now, just lie back. There. Aw, you don't have to cover up, sweetie. This will only take a minute, and I promise my hands are nice and warm, okay? Good girl. There. It's not like you have anything to be ashamed of, you know? They are very pretty, sweetie. I'm just going to take my hand and trace underneath your right breast. Very light. I said my hands were warm. That's it, sweetie. I'm just going to cup it in my hand. Little massage here. Just checking your shape. Make sure everything where it's supposed to be. No lumps. Good. Oh, sweetie, no. They're the perfect size. They're yours. You should be proud of them and how pretty they are. Anyway, you're not done growing yet, so there's no telling what size they'll be, okay? But whatever the size, they're already very lovely. How does my hand feel cupping your breast, sweetie? Is it too much pressure? No? Good. You're a very good girl. Now onto your nipple. Just going to palpate, touch, and a bit with my fingers. So responsive. Very good. Your nipple started getting nice and hard right away. Well, since it's a bit warmer in here now, that is a definite sign of sexual maturation. That's good, sweetie. Yeah. No, they're not weird at all. Your nipples are very cute as well. Well, alright. Your right breast is as perfect can be. So I'm going to move my hand over to your left breast. Same thing. Tracing the shape before I take you into my hand. No. Some doctors like to wear gloves for the whole exam, but I find that they just get in the way. Plus, it's far easier to relax if you feel my warm hand, my skin pressing against yours, instead of those blue gloves. Isn't that right? Good. I can tell you're not as nervous anymore. You're getting more and more relaxed. You're such a good girl. Perfect. Your left breast feels good too, sweetie. And onto the nipple. Ah, you shivered. Was that too much? I felt good. That's good, sweetie. You don't have to be embarrassed about that. You can just be you when you're here with me, okay? And anything that feels good isn't something to be embarrassed about at all. You're lucky, in fact. A lot of girls don't have as much sensitivity as you do. It's another part of your body that you can touch and make yourself feel good. Sweetie, remember what I said about being yourself? Whatever happens and whatever you feel, you just let me know, and I won't judge you at all. That's it, hon. Good girl. Alright, well, your breasts are perfectly healthy. And very pretty, sweetie. Now, there are a couple of more things that we need to check out. Stay lying back like that, and just put your feet up in these. There. One. And then the other. Perfect. Well, they call these stirrups, sweetie. Like when you're riding a horse. And they let you keep your legs apart just the right amount so that we can check you out between your legs. Now, don't be embarrassed about that either, sweetie. I know it's private, but that's one of the things doctors are there for, okay? Now, just let these stirrups hold your feet and let your legs spread apart. Perfect. Good girl. You have very pretty legs as well. Slim and such pretty skin. Now, I'm going to leave the gown in place for a bit and just lightly touch the inside of your thighs. You shivered again. Good girl. Perfect reflexes. Now, it's nothing to be ashamed of at all, okay? But I need to know. Do you masturbate? Sweetie, it's okay. Gosh, you are so pretty when you blush. Me? Well, of course I do. Most women and girls start once they hit a certain age. Around where you are now. I bet even your mother does it. Funny, right? Do my fingers feel alright on the inside of your thigh, sweetie? Not too much pressure? Well, whether you masturbate or not just means that I might see different things when I take a look at you down there, okay? What kind of name would you like me to use? For her. Vagina is the scientific name, of course, but it's kind of a funny word, don't you think? What about kitty? Or pussy? I like pussy too. Well, that's what you use then, sweetie. Whether you masturbate just means that your pussy might react differently to the digital exam. Fingers, sweetie. It's okay. Yes. Inside of her. But only when you're ready, okay? Good girl. So, you've been rubbing your pussy for about a year now? Around when you first started your cycle? Got it. That makes sense. How often do you masturbate, sweetie? Almost every night? Good girl. Oh, no, that's not too much. It's very healthy. And when you rub your pussy, do you put anything inside of her, too? A hairbrush is a fine choice. Not too big, and you can keep it right on your nightstand without any suspicion. It's probably just the right size for your little pussy, huh? I bet she really enjoys that, huh, sweetie? Good girl. Alright, are you ready for the next part? You look a little flustered. It's not too warm, is it? Good. I'm just going to lift your gown out of the way. There. Keep your legs nice and wide. Good girl. Let me take a closer look. Sweetie, you know, you're very pretty down here, too. Very pretty. You're squirming a bit. Can you feel my breath down here? That feels good, doesn't it? Good girl. I'm just going to make sure that you know all there is to know about your pretty pussy, sweetie, before we actually do the digital exam. Feel my fingers on the outside of your pussy? Between her and your thighs is a really sensitive area called your labia majora. Whether you or a partner are playing with your pussy, it's a good idea to get her ready by feeling and touching around the outside. You can kiss down here too if it's with somebody that you're really close to. And it feels really good too. If I move my fingers inward a bit. Ah, oh, there. That was a big shiver, sweetie. These are your labia minora, your pussy lips, and they are even more sensitive. I'm just going to rub my fingers up and down gently. There. Yes, sweetie. Any sound you want to make, you can. Your moan was very pretty. Very pretty, sweetie. It feels good, huh? When I rub my finger up and down, nice and light. Good girl. You have such a lovely pussy, sweetie. And if I press in just a bit, just like I thought, plenty of lubrication. That's good. That's very good. Means we can do the little exam without having to use all that extra stuff on the counter. Using your own is much, much better anyway, sweetie. Lovely consistency. And the taste is perfect.
Yes, I did, sweetie.
Don't you ever taste yourself? That can help a lot when you're trying to masturbate. Here, let me dip a finger back in.
You make such lovely moans, sweetie.
And just bring it back up to your lips. There, that's okay. It's okay. Take a little taste of yourself, sweetie. That's it. Good girl. Not bad, right? Once you've tried it, it can be hard to get enough. But it looks like you can make plenty, sweetie. Very healthy. Your pussy makes juice like that so that she can be penetrated by a penis or by a hairbrush or fingers.
Yes, sweetie. She gets so wet like that to let a boy go inside of you. But there are no boys here.
Let me just dip my finger in you again. This time, I'm going to take a little bit of your juice and make sure you know that spot that you rub at night. Right here. Very good, sweetie. That's it. That's your clit. And it is the best place to rub when you're trying to orgasm.
When you're trying to come, sweetie.
Oh, that feels really good there, doesn't it?
Don't worry, sweetie. We'll come back to that.
For now, let's just keep going with the exam, okay? Now, I'm going to take two fingers this time and just press against your entrance. You can take two. Oh, good girl. Oh, you're making so much juice, sweetie. Oh, my fingers are just sliding right in.
You might even be as wet as I am, sweetie.
Of course I am. Whenever I have to do an exam on such a pretty girl with such a pretty pussy, my pussy gets really happy too. She just loves being able to show and teach a girl about her body and make her feel good. And my fingers do feel good. Right? Almost all the way in. There. How does that sound? How does that feel? That good, huh?
I don't care if you swear in here, sweetie.
In fact, hearing you say fuck was really cute. Now, with my fingers inside of you, I'm going to show you one more spot, okay? It's in the top wall of your pussy. A little bumpy spot. Yes, that's it. Oh, this spot will make her feel really good. Yes, that's your G-spot, sweetie. And if you rub that spot, you might come even harder when you rub your clit. When you do come, you'll squeeze whatever's inside of your pussy really, really tight.
It is fun, sweetie. You're right.
Just a couple of more things to do. I'm gonna take my two fingers and just spread them apart a bit. Very good. Your pussy stretches very well. Nice and tight, but enough to give to accommodate someone your own age. Or these fingers you seem to be enjoying, sweetie. Couple more times. Spreading you a bit. And a bit more. Oh, you are so pretty, sweetie. The way that your lips stretch. And those little moans. Oh, you are making my pussy very happy, sweetie. Oh, almost there. We'll save the speculum for your next visit. So, just a couple more things today, then. For the last part, I'm going to push my fingers in a bit deeper. Ah, that feels good, sweetie. Oh, your pussy is so hot around my fingers. Wet. Oh, so easy to just slide my fingers deep inside. Oh, right there. That is deep, isn't it? Oh, that's your cervix, sweetie. Entrance to your uterus, where you make babies. Your cervix is the part that lets a boy's cum deep inside of you. Oh, let me just feel it a bit. Perfect angle. Alright. Oh, this might be a little bit of pressure, sweetie, but I need to push on your cervix a little bit and then feel along your belly, okay? It's okay, sweetie. Just stay relaxed and that pressure can feel really good. Pressing a little firmer. And I'm just going to take my other hand and feel your belly, a bit above your pussy. Such soft, sexy skin, sweetie. Yes, there's your uterus. And on either side of that are your ovaries. Perfect, sweetie. I'm going to relax the pressure a bit. You are starting to get used to it, huh? Good girl. Now, just one more thing before you go. I need to absorb an orgasm, sweetie. Does that sound good? I'm not sure you could have nodded any faster. It's okay. I'm just going to pull my two fingers out a bit. Curl them up. Oh, yes. Right there. Rubbing that spot. Oh, that feels good, doesn't it, sweetie? Aren't you glad I pointed it out? It feels different from when you play with your clit, doesn't it? Good girl. Now tell me, sweetie. Have you ever kissed a boy? Well, you know you have a very good kisser in your house. If you want to practice. No, let me worry about your mother. There's no harm in kissing, is there? It would probably help the both of you. And I'd hate to think your brother is neglecting you, sweetie. Yes. Rubbing you a little faster. Oh, yeah. Oh, you can buck your hips. Oh, good girl. Do you want to know a secret? Women are usually the better kissers anyway. You want to see? Sweetie. That's it. Oh. Just relax your lips a little bit. There. Let your lips move with mine. You're a natural, sweetie. With your hips, too. The way they're bucking against me. Are you getting close, little girl? Is this how it feels when you rub yourself? Even better. Good girl. Now I'm just gonna use my thumb against your clit at the same time. Oh, yeah. Now open your mouth a bit, sweetie. Oh, your tongue feels good. That's how grown-ups kiss. And now you know too. Rubbing you faster, sweetie. Oh, I can see you flush. You're getting close. Come on. Oh, do you want to come for me? Come all over my fingers. Oh, that's it, sweetie. Oh, that's it. Come on. Come on. Oh, good girl. Good girl. Oh, yes. Fuck, your pussy is getting so tight around my fingers, little girl. Rubbing that spot inside of you. Circles around your clit. Oh, do it, sweetie. Oh, sweetie, oh, you're there. Oh, you're so close. You're so close. Oh, come for me. Come for me, sweetie. Come nice and hard on my fingers. Oh, good girl. Good girl. That's it. That's it. Fuck. Good girl. Coming all over my fingers. Oh, that's it. Fuck. Oh, you are so pretty when you shake like that. Keep shuddering. Just like that. So pretty. I'm just gonna pull my fingers out. Nice and slow. There. Oh, sweetie. You creamed all over my fingers. No, sweetie. It's perfect. Here, taste with me. Good girl. Your orgasm was beautiful. You're so pretty when you come. How was that for you, sweetie? You're welcome, sweetie. So welcome. Was that a nice big orgasm? Your biggest ever? Oh, sweetie. Oh, you did so well today. A perfect, clean bill of health for such a pretty girl. Perfect. And you can use some of the techniques I showed you to help get relief on your own. Yes, sweetie, just until your next visit. Don't worry. And until we can find you someone to practice with, so you can focus on your studies. Let me work on that, though. Anything else I can do for you, sweetie? That nice big orgasm should give you some relief for a while. Of course. You are such a good kisser. A natural. Now, there are some things to clean up with on the counter over there. I'm going to go and get my report ready. So, put your clothes back on, and you can head home in a minute, okay?
Yes. See you soon, sweetie.